vigilant introspection. Yeah, vigilant introspection. That part, detail talking about six parameters, and generosity, self-discipline, and patience, and also diligence, meditation, and wisdom. Those six parts. So saying all related to your own kind of awareness and self-awareness. That is very important for Buddhism practice, teaching all aspect of discipline and all aspect of compassion. These are how you decide to take or reject, or how you choose white karma or black karma. Means what kind of action, virtuous action, non-virtuous action, depends on your awareness. You reflect in, you can reflect your own mind, motivation, actions, and also environment. So all many aspects, then you they choose the right direction, right decision, right action. So in this also saying wisdom also too. Wisdom is vivid awareness. You can recognize cognitive kind of functioning well in your mind. Then you have a better holistic view and correctness, the righteous understanding, and the right decision. All depends on your awareness. And then 64, that is saying after this six parameter already taught, and said, although the word are sometimes it's a chaotic word, and so many new things, and so many different mental attitudes, people, and big country and cities, there are various people, and how you differentiate what is right and wrong, according to your own kind of understanding about Dharma. So you can meet different people. So here also saying, when in the wild, utterly, unruly cowards,
and
crowds. Yeah, I'm careful. 64. Yeah, Kim, can you read? Maybe I'll finish that one. I'm careful and attentive of my wounds. Likewise, when the evil company, this wound, my mind will constantly protect it. So it's saying there are a lot of different people. You should guard your mind. Guard your kind of wisdom, not falling after somebody else. And there are different habituated people. So if they are being negative, so you also easily falling in negative. Somebody kind of jealous at you, you also reject and become like negative attitude towards somebody. So these are means you are not guarding your mind well, so other person can easily influence you, become to you also turbulent, your mind become very unstable, your mind, and that can affect you. That means other person almost kind of winning or dominating others, the wave of a negative wave of emotion or the action can have a kind of power to change others. And if you have a good view, you have a good understanding, very strong, stable, and growing that level, and then you won't fall in after, or you won't impact by somebody else's negative activities, negative impact, negative. So this is called when you hold your view, when you hold your own ground, then you kind of can affect to other person. This ground should be like a good, virtuous, and diligent, the enlightened kind of quality of mind. Then this can also impact. If somebody is very low and negative, but if you are very positive, you also, your power of the wave of good kind of energy also can change this person's atmosphere and feeling and the thoughts. So that means negative or constructive or destructive, either for practitioner, you should constructive mind or qualities, and that can change others, not only yourself. If you don't have possess the positive qualities, then negative qualities will win or easily to you, win over you, run over your kind of thoughts and feeling. So this is tame your own mind first, then you can serve others. If you cannot tame your own mind, your mind become harmful and unstable and feeling bad or something. So in these teachings, very, very much emphasize, like when wounded people all guard their wounds because it's hurt to yourself. Similarly, when you're still in a developing level of bodhicitta, mind, compassion, then engaging with people like a flame, you have a small flame, easily carried away by different direction of the wind, you should guard this flame. When this become very strong, then wind come may help this flame become spread to a wider kind of range. So in the beginning level, Dhamma no matter different person you engage with, you should see themselves, see them as a norm, the good kind of attitude and the mood, the deeds, you don't lose that. It's very important, as I was saying. For example, I may say, even some people very negative, you think, or most cases they are confused on themselves. So when they say negative words or do something, sometimes it's a victim of their emotion. There are like patients, when doctors or these physicians meet patients, they don't hate these patients or badly sick people. But try to skillfully help them. Similarly, when you meet different varieties of people, you think this is not their originally kind of sin or wrong, but it's a temporary kind of sickness, different type of sickness, physical body sickness, also mental kind of sickness. So when you understand that we all share the same condition. Everybody in this samsaric life, it's not pure, kind of perfect. So you understand them through your own kind of experience and the position. Then you have more tolerance and more understanding and share some kind of basic condition to how to serve them. You can able to, you have the skill or intention to serve them. So if we run over by negative thoughts, that means we didn't guard our kind of bodhicitta mind. But this is all about the awareness. Awareness is very important. And 20 years, please.
Or if I carefully protect my wounds, because I fear the pain of minor injuries, why should I not protect the wound that is my mind for fear of being crushed beneath the cliffs of hell?
This is, of course, saying it's not about this life. You can manage to have a good relationship with the people and have strangers, and also somebody to dislike you, but these are this life. But for karmic accumulation, they will continue the energy and the accumulation continuously. So the mind continues with time, and there are always consequences. Sometimes the seeds of consequences, like people who study human psychology, they say, how you become this person, particular characteristic, it's because when you have an early childhood kind of experience, and how parents treat you, and how school and the classmate treat you, that made you kind of become a person like this. And similarly, when Dharma teaching is in life after life, there is a karmic imprint, even the previous life, and also with this life and the next life, future lives also impact by this life. What you do last year impact this life, the continuation of this life. So what you do this year will continue, have a different elements, different directions or point of aspect of impact. Different aspect of the impact towards next year, your future lives, future and time coming. So similarly, why we need to guard this mind, it's because when we think about the lower realms, there are a lot of suffering due to people or beings fail to guard their mind and fall into lower realms and the constant pain and suffering there. So this is why people wanted to success future in future years and determined to make decision and diligently working hard or to try to fix situation in the causal level, and the result will be kind of more sweet and good. So similarly, in this life, we should take this precious opportunity to kind of change our own condition, our own limitation, and our own capacity to increase, this is called the virtuous deeds. If they're not there, doesn't mean you cannot have the virtuous kind of quality or merit or good things. You can plan those things intentionally, like the bodhicitta. Of course, basically we have a goodness or nature of goodness and intelligence there. So this is a fertile ground. But how you kind of make this more vivid, more growing from this kind of Buddhahood or Buddha nature inside of you, how this become obvious, then it's about the practice, cultivation. You can accumulate good deeds and pacify negative habituation. And through these activities, you kind of growing that part of good qualities. When they're growing, doesn't mean they will want to change. Growing, maybe if you don't continue put effort, then this small limited kind of growing also become, not embrace anymore. But when you continue to put some effort, then like flower and trees have a nurtured by sun and the water and the nutrition of these, then they continuously year by year growing until they're flourishing the seeds, fruits again. Similarly, when we make this happen. I think in this, I think let's see. In these words, already often recite these words, that is the equality we should do. Like this here, the same. My supreme precious bodhicitta take birth where it has not risen. It means like all different good quality also seen have a take birth in your you intentionally create this quality or enlarge that quality, and when it has risen, may never wane, but continue to grow forever, forevermore, until reach total, fully enlightenment. Similarly, you think of negative qualities, you think when there is already negative something, and you try to minimize that negative qualities, and continue to effort make the vanish, totally vanish, that negative qualities. So, if you think negative qualities can also similarly, equally can take birth in your mind, then you pray and practice, the negative thoughts and negative emotion, I wish not taking birth in my mind. Once, if there is already taking birth, wish that go to smaller and become smaller eventually and kind of disappear. So these two aspects of accumulation and pacification, accumulate good deeds, good virtuous deeds and merit, and pacifying this negative energy, negative thoughts and habituation, perception. This is a especially seeing this mountain, hell, cliff of hell, yes. They're described in different sutra teachings, what kind of hell is difficult. Karmic image, like people who have psychological problems, they constantly, sometimes people in hospital, saying somebody was mad at me, so there some people were just, there's no people but he himself or himself talking and having argument, and sometimes it's about money, sometimes it's a war, sometimes it's a family kind of fighting. So it's like that. When you dream some different type of dream. Similarly, hell is not the one particular space and time, but it's a mental image, mental kind of a projection. This mental projection accumulates due to your own habituation, and negative habituation accumulated for a certain time amount, then you can have a different state of mind and for kind of a period of time. So sometimes it's a very long cycle kind of existence of a hell feeling. maybe you can do the case.
21?
Yes.
If this is how I act and live, then even in the midst of evil folk, or even with fair women, all is well. My steady keeping of the vows will not decline. Mm-hmm.
So if you can guard your mind, like already it's described above, said like people guard their wounds, similarly you guard your kind of virtuous thoughts, and in attitude. When you can do that, then even you are in a very complex, complicated situation with the and the evil people, still you don't kind of get in your mind gathering some hatred and or greed and desire, very strong desire. Usually this said maybe women, for men also same women, for women is man. That they were saying is desire and hatred, two aspects of emotion. This emotion, when you have a view, understand this emotion, fundamentally it's purely kind of just thoughts. Just like a sky have some cloud, this cloud well, eventually will going to vanish into sky. But before that, they're kind of coming from cause and the conditions and a certain period of time they will be existed in there. But you can see all it's a temporary, not only there is a projection, there is a projector who can project things. And when you project things, it will reflect from projector and projection, you can feel in that projection. So you can say it's your own kind of no projector, there is no projection who can rebound kind of to you. So in this sense, you have the ground or view of bodhicitta or awareness of your own bodhicitta. The ultimate bodhicitta is saying the shunyata, non-dual. When you have a non-dual kind of understanding, then emotions are, these are no place to function. You have a kind of holding the highest ground of your own view. So nobody or no situation can override you. Anything temporarily appears in your mind, like greed or hatred, but immediately you will see it's about a consciousness, self-liberation. You can only give them a more power and a dualistic view and give them a fixed kind of idea, and you're falling into that dualistic fixed thoughts, then can impact you and can drive you, do many things, say many things. Otherwise, you can just self-liberation. Thoughts, fundamentally, it's just thoughts. And you can see it. You can give them energy to become killer or suicide people. You can kind of do crazy things. Other side, it's just a thought. It's a kind of bunch of thoughts coming to your mind. And when you see this, how that taking ground, projector and the projection, how it's happened and create that drama, then you can liberate yourself and not controlled by these kind of dualistic thoughts. So it's saying when you meet complex situation and may create your desire or hatred, and when you have your own awareness about your own fundamental nature, bodhicitta, and also compassion aspect of the bodhicitta, relative truth, and then you can guard yourself through the precepts or vows or oath, something. You know what the situation, you won't shake and moving from your own kind of realization ground. It's like that, and then
my property, my honor, all can freely go. My body and my livelihood as well. Any other virtues may decline, but never will I let my mind regress.
So here is the same important, very, very, very important message. And normally people, in many situations, people give up their life for property. And sometimes, so it's a kind of wrong understanding, wrong view. What is the most important three things? Some people pursuing the name, fame, more than their kind of care about more fame than their physical body and life. But generally also the other aspect that people think life is first priority, first most important possessions you have, this life. And then the life itself have the container or who can function this mind and the wish to become true, then this body is important. Mind and the body associate with one, in one combination, it's life, form of life. So we also say consciousness, the spiritual kind of cognition function is most important thing. And this cannot separate from, you can separate, I think, but in this life, you say, associated with this body. And then thinking about more about the possessions and the name, fame, honors. So here is saying, it's life, this body, and your possession, property, and honor. These are all not important as kind of your own, the mind itself. it's the virtuous mind itself. Guard your mind. Even the life itself vanishes. So let me see. Let's say this way. For example, in order to have a cure, this if you have a disease, curable, then you not many people not hesitate to sell all your property and all money to become a king again, gain health again. So you. Willing to sacrifice all your property and then to cure your body. This is most people do when they're facing choices about money and the body. And then if you say you lose this life, then you try to survive. So you not hesitate. Some people, of course, it's a difficult decision to make, but it's even you have to cut your fingers or legs or something, but still you try to protect this life. You want to exist on this planet. So, and for practitioners, even this property, fame, and the physical part of physical body, more important than, these are not important as the mind, the virtuous mind itself. Even this life, compared to your bodhicitta, it's more important bodhicitta, because our understanding is life from the beginning of the beginninglessness of the universe, and we are taking form of different lives continuously. We can say you are permanently alive on current subtle moment of now. Only this kind of vividness and wisdom aspect of the nature is continuously deathless. Some people call this moment of deathless. Means you think you can gone through all kind of eons time, but it's moment, all the moment. When you think back in the childhood, it's past, but you have this continuous this moment. So this moment is deathless. Even you are passing through the deterioration of body and death process, you have sometimes it's not clear, sometimes it's kind of unconscious type of time, but there's still subtle kind of form of enlightened quality or the consciousness will continuous. So in this same life will take like wave after wave, you have different lives, form of life. That the bodhicitta mind or the consciousness, awareness, this purely you can, if you can, like Satyabhantada, I will give you an example, said, even you're dead, you're going to die tomorrow, you should study today. And people say, why I should study today if I'm going to die tomorrow? And his answer is saying, because our life will continue, your study won't waste. That kind of sharpness of mind, clarity of mind, will continue become your quality in next life, form of life. So accumulation of virtues also same. You cannot bring any piece of chocolate or cup with you physically, but internal virtues will keep its best company, companion. Best companion is virtues. That a positive karma, nobody can take away from you. You will possess these. Like you study English or something, nobody, until you have some damage your body, otherwise nobody can steal your kind of understanding of this knowledge. And nobody can, people can go away from you, even family members or husband and wife, sometimes also divorce can happen. But if you study something, they will leave loyalty with you, and you will keep enjoying and help you to survive or communicate, do something, many things. Similarly, the virtuous quality is good companion, and go through life after life, good karma, and like bodhicitta, the habituate kind of good qualities, understanding will definitely help you out throughout until enlightenment. So this way, said, even the property, even the honors, or my body, or livelihood, as well, and even other virtues, I might decline. Yeah, so accumulations. So, but never will let mind regards. So that's your kind of motivation. It's a, when you say bodhicitta, often have two aspects. One is the understanding about non-duality, and one is the attitude. Yeah. What is your attitude? What is your kind of motivation for doing anything? This and that, saying this and that. So if your motivation is pure and virtuous, then any way necessary, skillful means, you do many things with people understand you or not understand you, this is a virtuous. If you just purely virtuous, but internally you don't aware of your mind, aware of your attention or attitude, then it may be politically correct because you do this action is righteous. But in your mind, you have to have another kind of aspect to look what is your own kind of thinking and the pure, impure, that aspect. So the virtuous, going to benefit others and self and others, it's virtuous. And if others more important, kind of feeling, it's a kind of bodhisattva way of others equal to yourself or above yourself. It's a kind of advanced, virtuous kind of feeling. And if this do this harmful for you, harmful for others, but it's good for you, then you have to choose how to minimize the harmness of others. If both you and others also there is a harmness, then don't do it. If harm for you and good for others, you have to check how much you can kind of hold, how much you can do, and different according to your own wish and kind of willingness, and then you can do certain things. So, but if you see all good, good for all others, some bodhisattvas is never much concerned about themselves much. They see benefit to others. Eventually, this kind of power of action, way of life, as you said, the six paramita, it's called the generosity of teaching and the material gift or protect life. These, you can think of, for example, we are releasing fish into ocean. Sometimes it's not legal sometimes, but I don't, then it's not necessarily illegal, but it's a gray level, gray things. Some aspect it's not good. Some aspect very good. So, but still we are doing some fish liberation due to think about how protect one life is very important. The best, the most difficult, the harmful thing is killing. Most virtuous thing is protect life. If we also eat meat, so have accumulated directly or indirectly many negative karmas. And then from that point of view, we want not only want this life, but also previous life and all aspect of future lives. We want to gradually the virtuous deeds more than the non-virtuous deeds. So we try to revival or pay back karmic debt, and not only for ourselves, but really concerned about the other kind of sentient beings in difficult position. So, and also we are, our own hand, intentionally we don't kill. But if you buy meat, there is a kind of indirect harmness. And then think, if you want, you have to buy these fish, you have to pay money. And also we spend our time and energy and recite chanting and teaching the sadhanas, kind of verses of teaching. And this is one thing you think. If you really think, what's your gain? We don't think about this due to thinking this is our kind of what we can do, and how much you can do, how much money you have, how much time you have, and on our capacity we do certain things, and then this is also self-discipline. When you say, I'm taking vows, precepts, and Buddhist kind of teaching aspect of precepts, and then that is saying the first we can leave it in three parts, see this precepts, especially Mahayana precepts, at the three level. And first is saying, don't do harm. We try to resist from harm. And next is saying, to continue to increase your own good qualities, including hearing and studying and practicing, and try to kind of work more on the sophisticated kind of mind and the behaviors and the emotion, these try to do good thing. And then third level is to continue to serving others. As we said, the releasing fish or this are part of the self-discipline and to serving others, serving others, including all kind of sentient beings. And patience and the diligence also same. When you have a cold day, hard day, you have to drive 1 hour, half hour to go to teaching part, to attend the teaching. You have to, in a heated kind of temperature, you stay in the outside 1 or 2 hours and for releasing fish or something. That is a kind of a small contribution, and also there is a kind of diligence try to do. And when you reading those chapters of teaching and to meditate on the fishing release ground, we also doing. And through this, we are not thinking, wishing other to be good or well, but we are also doing in reality, we can take actions to in different way, one way is kind of life releasing to do something, do kind of virtuous deeds. That is also called protect the other's life. It's good, the priority, first priority. Life is the first priority. And we not only releasing kind of fish, but also give them a seed of some heard of some words, even in a fish year or something. Maybe it's a mumbo jumbo kind of heard the what we say and recite for them, no meaning, I think mostly. But according to teaching, said when you read kind of sutra or mantra in some animals are a year, this can create some future potential to become connect with the teaching and the easy. One day they will also find some connection with the liberate path, spiritual path to liberation, path to enlightenment. So it's we also, that's why it's crazy. Some people, if you think these people and facing animal and reading something and the animal don't understand, what is the point? I think it's about not only for animal, but also of course you're contemplating and meditating, but also it's about the animal. You can say the vast way, skillful means, even sometimes it's a relic or small things put into water and bless water, try to also in this way to transform some kind of energy. And in many, many ways, thought is powerful. Absolutely, this is called for immeasurable compassion and equanimity, loving kindness, rejoice, this. And also Buddha himself says it, the Dharma, the benefit of Dharma is immeasurable. So in those point of view, any maybe action, fish will die maybe tomorrow or year after, but the motivation, what you're carrying is very important. How much you can do is another story. Of course, if you say it's all mind projection in those non-dual kind of teaching ground, everything can be beneficial. And also, we can see through, let me see. For example, we do construction, road construction and other things. For many animals, they're not making sense why human beings are doing those projects and plans, agenda for them, because it's different mental or qualities. So for human, not suitable for animal. Similarly, some way of doing it is special suitable, enlightened kind of aspect of beings, like Buddha. He saw the perception is individual, karmic image. So you can see when your perception is pure and change, then you have a totally different experience. So similarly, when you have a non-dual kind of emptiness or shunyata understanding, then in that aspect, that's why I say universe can be put in single item, atom. In one atom can possess whole universe. Those concepts are not normal people can chew. Similarly, like animal couldn't understand what human flourishing and development happens, how it happens. Similarly, so we kind of from our heart to understand the vast and deep teaching and profound use our capacity, ability, think the practice of Dharma continuously. And all you who would protect your minds, maintain your mindfulness and introspection, guard them both at the cost of life and limb. I join my hands, beseeching you. Beseeching you. Then this is Shantideva. He's joined their hands, his hands, and beseeching all kind of followers of his book and following this tradition, and saying to protect your minds. And what is he specially emphasized here is saying mindfulness and introspection, it's awareness actually. What is mindfulness? It's a very widespread words nowadays, and many magazine and all of mindfulness, mindful this teaching, mindful this and that. But it's saying mindful, according to original Dharma teaching, they say mindfulness is memory about remember your view and teachings, how to transform yourself, the skill, basic kind of points. And mindfulness also, same time, it's a unchanging kind of mind. Mindful means tension, just pure tension. And this tension, according your own the sutra or the Dharma teaching view. So mindfulness, there are two aspects. One is remember teaching. Otherwise, how you be mindfulness? You don't have a concept. And how you be, you don't know how to be. So there is a teaching guide you, say how to kind of guide your mind to rest and to kind of shift away from all distractions and into different distractions, so you can pure tension and stable and calm. This is mindfulness. Awareness is saying, doesn't matter you are walking, talking, and dreaming, sleeping, and eating, you know what you are doing, kind of awareness. If you have in front of you, there is a mirror, you all kind of facial expression, you have immediately see yourself. But when you don't see yourself, sometimes you don't know what is your facial expression. So when you take a photo, you don't really very much familiar different type of emotion happens in your face and what kind of feeling of the facial expression you have. Similarly, when we have all activity, daily activities, if you don't have awareness or introspection, then you don't be. You cannot, you don't know yourself. So they're saying, know yourself in any moment is the awareness, introspection. And for Dharma, it's not only praying Buddha and Bodhisattva. It's real Dharma. More important, it's teaching how you see, transform yourself and see yourself. What all, you know what are you doing, actually, in American expression. It's you don't know what you're doing. Something that people are criticizing others. And this kind of, then it's the awareness, introspection teach us, we know what we are doing, and what the situation now. This kind of understanding concept. It's very, very important. When you have a teaching in your mind and also compare to what are you doing now, then you have the kind of function, the directions. Mindfulness, first thing come to your mind. For example, you say, relax, good intention, and also pure kind of, how to say, say the words, clear, with clear mind. Clear mind, virtuous mind, and a relaxed mind. When you think this is a important possessions of your mind, enjoyment of your mind, you should often feed. You have to use good food, healthy food, feed your stomach and take a better form of shape of the body. Similarly, this wisdom and the compassion aspect of it's a feed of your spiritual hungry or spiritual mouth. You can feed. When you are in different complex situation, you easily remember or have a good intention and a clear mind and a relaxed manner, relaxed. So then you compare to what is the situation now, me, myself, and then you have the direction and how you kind of mind sees into Dharma, and this is called like seal. Your mind and Dharma matches. Then it's the mindfulness and introspection is in one. Otherwise, we do crazy things. We don't have a principle to follow, and we don't remember any principles. Or you don't really, even we are mind gone to eye, gone to ear, and the crazy thoughts, we don't aware of what are you doing now. What is the situation now in your mind? What is your mind and the motivation, of the feeling, even motivation behind of motivation? What is the situation now in your, and then you suddenly have the falling to ground, truthful groundness of your good virtuous deeds or basic kind of non-human kind of made all different type of suffering. It's not necessary. You suddenly kind of can kind of live in safe and stable ground of your mind. So in this aspect, the mindfulness and the introspection is are very, very important practice. When we say Dharma practice, it's not worshipping or not only worshipping is good sometimes, but worshipping towards an enlightened mind. Worshipping to Buddha's image or something, it's because he have this kind of pure mindfulness and introspection, non-movable, non-dual kind of understanding. That's why we admire and also we follow in kind of this, not image, but his internal qualities. So that's why we pay respect as a student of a Buddha, was a follower of Buddha. So people who don't understand internal meaning then think we are idol, kind of worshipping something, but it's not true.
Oh, 时间还没到啊，
我们下一堂课是几点钟？三点半的，再说吧。嗯，好，3点半到3点半。And you hate to this.
Those disabled by ill health are helpless, powerless to act. The mind, when likewise cramped by ignorance, is impotent and cannot do its work.
Mm-hmm. There was a study saying, if we lack of mindfulness or the introspection, here is more emphasized in introspection, what is the problem? Some people say, mind will function automatically. What is the problem to cultivate, not cultivating the special path or techniques? Then here is the same. Those people who have a physical difficulties and have a disabled people and not able to do many works require a healthy body, and if you don't have a leg you cannot do certain things. You can do with the helper of now modern technologies, but in ancient time it's difficult. You don't have a wheelchair and this and that kind of artificial legs or these. Only use stick to just barely walking. Yeah. And then even you with modern technology still have many difficulties. Even you have to catch apple or something, you have to carry these most the cutting edge techniques, the technology, but still carrying a lot of wires and a heavy kind of box on the back, and then try to hide behind and then to do a simple move gesture. And this way, the physical, if you don't speak, you have a tongue or some problem of ears here, and you cannot do certain things. You're blind. Then many people have many people can overcome through systematic teaching, and some said give them a special opportunity in a government or something. But still, blind people have a facing unimaginable kind of disadvantages. And similarly, many internal organ problems, not only just saying legs or the arms, but even one eye or ear, but internal organ health problems, they cannot drink this and eat that, and cannot sleep well, or many things happens. If that there is a joyful drink and food, very delicious, but they say, oh, because I have this and that disease, I cannot eat this and that. So these problems. Similarly, saying when ignorance cramped by likewise cramped by ignorance, the mind so proper if you would do wanted to do. If without mindfulness and awareness, even you attend in many teachings and classes, but a wandering mind, what kind of 50% of the teaching, maybe you first in the first ground you don't get the first the 50% of teaching, because due to distractions, due to mind one daydreaming quality of mind. And then if you have reflect immediately, another 20-30% of teaching lose on the way back to home. And what is left is a minimum kind of say the few words this and that, cannot become one very strong entity to practice. sometimes year after year, losing and gaining and not using, no use, no, you don't use, you don't use it, you lose it. That's something, these all kind of many things like that. Similarly, when you have, we have ignorance and different turbulent emotions, and the world making difficult for us to progress of our practice. Sometimes we have a very good attitude and also clear mind, wanted to do good thing, and in this life it seems like enlightenment is possible. And for next day and next, some people told you this and that, or you don't understand this and that, and then become, you doubt what is meaning, or attending class, or do this, how make money is more important, or, sort of, or you think just the rest is good for you, or something. So one day, morning and afternoon, today and tomorrow, thinking are different. They do two different influences. So that's why we say, once you're, kind of in captured by ignorance, or negative influence also can drive you if you don't hang on the good reason and the, let this good mind grows, good quality continuous grow. And then otherwise, like as we said, it's mind or practice, it's like a butter lamp flame. If you guard with good, then this flame will increase continuously. And otherwise, there are many kind of causes and conditions. Maybe one day this butter lamp also light or candle light will carry away by different emotions.
You can read. For those who have no introspection, though they hear the teachings, ponder them, or meditate, like water seeping from a leaking jar, their learning will not settle in their memories.
See, in ancient time, many monasteries, these have to memorize the text. That is very helpful. In emergent time or rushing time, or have a difficult emotion or time, many people remember something you already recited, memorized. And if you have to carry in your book, or sometimes then it's difficult. You don't remember something. You think there is something, but you don't remember. As like saying, this mountain is possess gold, but where is the gold? You don't see it. Memorize it and continue, often use it. It's like you have a pocket of it's gold. Anytime you grab it, and then there is a hand gold in your hand, you can just benefit or use it. Similarly, in these verses, many people in the monastery memorize whole chapter, this way of bodhisattva, consider this is not a kind of long kind of version, so they can memorize it. And often quote, and people talking to each other or thinking, they're often using this as the path and as the bridge to cross over the difficulties. And even people are dying, and some people were taking recitation of this, repeating after somebody or himself, to dying. I think these people, it's fortunate and also have a sense of direction. And this often memorize it, very important. This is why many people say, I learned many things, but now I don't remember anything. Or some people say, I'm now no more learning and I'm trying to get rid of all learning. I think in this is different. This is a kind of path to enlightenment, not a normal kind of intellectual knowledge. And also about mind, it's not about technology or math or something that is useless for you when you die. And so this is a we say no more learning, or that is a realization part. When you don't, you have realization, you don't have to depend on any kind of recitation on paper or memory, but already in your innate quality, already that is going to become you. Teaching become your messenger, message become message. What's it? Message become messenger. Messenger become message. That kind of practice. Before that, you cannot say, I'm no more learning. If you don't learn, then you will kind of decrease your knowledge. And if you decrease your knowledge or memories, then it's not good. So when we say one don't have introspection, and then through, we say three wisdoms, when you hear something, there is a moment of shining and inspiring words you hear, and immediately you have some kind of inspiration. And then second, the level is the wisdom of reflections. That is, you can figure out, and then thinking from bottom to top, from top to bottom, and the bottom, you think of this is the right thing. This is good for others and for me. And I should really practice this. And then from secular point of view, from the kind of different religious, different philosophical point, you can say pretty much this is a good, very good. And then you analyze it, you more familiarize it. Like you, people, human being, when you meet kind of physically or aspirate the atmosphere, very good person, good energy person. This is the kind of people you want to talk or want to say something. And the second is level of to communicate. What is this, your kind of name and where you came from, what you do, and how you become this person or something. Then you can learn the kind of more deep about this person. Like Dharma also, the second level of contemplation is like that. What is good? What is bad? Why is good? Why is bad? So continue familiarizing and cultivating. And the third level is once you really learn that there is a good thing you should learn, or you can kind of take and from their experience, their kind of good quality. And then you really cultivate through meditation, kind of external thing become internal thing through meditation qualities. From book, this wonderful kind of teaching become you. Messenger become message. That is the cultivation mind in the meditation. So that's wisdom of meditation. Very useful. Otherwise, without this mindfulness of vigilance, and then you can check time by time, thinking, oh, I already become Mahayana teaching student. I already have the Bodhisattva vows. And what I'm doing now, and what I'm thinking now, what I'm speaking now. And then through this, I think the reflections of you and the things are happening, and what kind of path you are dedicated to go, and is the right to you continue going in actuality, or only in the way or in a book reading. Otherwise, you are a different person. Then you, through this introspection, you bring your own path in front of you, and continue in path to liberation or waking mind. So otherwise, without introspection, and then these hearing are not real hearing, because it's a double-faced kind of person speaking, and the contemplation, reflecting also like a different person, like snakes have two tongues. Similarly, you have this tongue in this situation, in a public time, and this tongue in private, as the Dharma teacher said. In public, you be careful of your words, aware of your words. in you being alone, aware of your mind, every time you have to keep the introspection, both public and private. So similarly, we should keep the mind what is the situation. And without introspection, they said, you know, it's like a water jar, water spring seeping from leaking jar. You seem putting something inside in certain time and doing something, but because no awareness, the leaking and not really staying, not growing whole, very strong roots in your mind, and not stable because it's leaking. Now it's there. Later you see again, it's not there. The quality is disappeared. So, so when you learn something but not taking roots and stable quality in your mind, the memory, even memory is not there. So what you learned in the way of Bodhisattva, all something, but I don't remember. So when you don't remember anything, hardly say you can do much in according to this teaching. So in this, of course, we cannot remember all. Maybe in many, you have a lot of things to do, but each chapter, some stanza, very good, you should to cultivate and the main point to remember and often quote. Even you are in on the way of waiting for somebody or in airport or before go to sleep or early mornings, you wake up, you read some chapters, read some stanza to keep the memory, mindfulness, and the introspection. And then daytime you reflect also too. Even in a kind of, if you have this kind of argument, something, you also suddenly remember these teachings, and then to become, you have previous pattern, habitual patterns will shift by sincerity of to devote to this teaching, and you also become a different person. As the Buddha said, one person have a lot of sin or create a lot of mass come to Buddha, and after receiving teaching, people said, how you can teach this is a very negative behaved person. Buddha, he said, this person coming and going is different person. But I already changed his kind of mind or way of thinking, way of doing things or going to change. So this is a different person. And similarly, when we also study in the everyday chapter of this book should be update, like a cell phone updating internal software, and become more kind of healthy and become more powerful for serving and like that. And for now, we can dedicate. We are 64 finished. Page 30. Dedication prayers. As the courageous Manjushri understood, I'm just like a Shamata Bhadra as well. I know dedicated this all this ritual, following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a supreme by all the victorious ones throughout three times. All of the fundamental virtues I fully dedicated to protect the slime by the spirit all tame omniscience and defeat them when wrongdoing. from stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death, from ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By all the virtues, may all beings complete the collection of merit and wisdom, and attain two secret kayas that rise from merit and wisdom. Thank you. Oh, I think it's okay. Thank you.